Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we introduced this idea as we're learning Klal Yudal, which deals with the halachos of Shechita, etc. And we're learning Siman Ches, talking about milking. We talked about the concept of Mashka V'Lo'echol. Are there any criteria? So there are two ways to do it. Number one, if it goes into a food which it's there to the Tachein is Lo'echol, to in some way better benefit and better the food which is there. So the example we gave of the milk, the lemon which you're squeezing out to the fish. People like the flavor of lemon on their fish, and that's why they're doing it, either because it imparts a nice flavor or removes some of the fishy flavor, etc. But the act of doing the squeezing the lemon onto the fish is to truly benefit the fish. So in that situation, even if the liquid runs off afterwards, since it goes on there for the purpose of actually benefiting the food, it's a bona fide case of a mashka which goes into an oichel, that's considered part of the oichel, and it's going to be mutter. So that's good. What about a scenario which we mentioned, the example we gave, a person wants to put a piece of bread in the bottom of the container and then milk onto the bread. Obviously, the purpose of the milk is not there to come to benefit the bread. The bread is not going to be eaten, it's going to be discarded, it's useless. It's not there to benefit the bread. It's there to remove the milk from the animal. So in that situation, it's only mutter if the majority of the liquid is absorbed. So if the majority of the liquid is absorbed, then we say the mashka went into an oichel, it became part of the oichel. But if the majority of the liquid comes out, then runs off and gathers independently, so the chasni says that's not going to be mutter. You don't say mashka b'lo'echol domi in that situation. Okay, so the heter that one would want to come up with, which would allow a person to do the process of chaliva by going into an oichel, would only be in a scenario where it's going to be absorbed. We want to point out that what would be something that a farmer might use to do that with. So sometimes he would put it into foods which are very, very good at absorbing liquid. There is a halacha which we'll talk about by the halacha of lisha. Lisha is translated as kneading, which is an incorrect translation. Lisha is the halacha of the act of combining the liquid and the solid to create a new mass. So part of that process is the kneading process, but adding the liquid into the solid. If you have foods which have a propensity, when you add the liquid into the solid, they absorb it easily, and they become a mass. An example, a person does that with oats. A person makes oatmeal and adds the water. Over a period of time, the oatmeal will absorb the water and mass together and become one mush, one big unit. So that's malacha d'oraisa, even the person does not do any kneading, any stirring at all. So the same thing would be true over here in a case of the chaliva, person who wants to squeeze the milk into something which would be of that type of a property, that propensity would be problematic. A more common version of this, person needs to take something to help their digestive system. They need to take something to increase the bulk in their intestines. They take some types of something called Metamucil, which is a psyllium powder, which it's a plant which has a tremendous absorption possibility, absorbs a tremendous amount of liquid. So a person takes a Metamucil, drinks a lot of water inside the body, it absorbs it, adds more mass to his intestine, and helps him relieve himself. If a person would make that on Shabbos, so if a person drinks it down, so the luck is just adding the liquid and the cell together without any stirring is considered the malacha of lisha, because it has this nature that it combines together. The example malacha gives us a case of flaxseed. Flaxseed does that as well. So a person, the farmer would not be doing that. A farmer would be milking into a food which doesn't do that. Let's say a piece of bread. It has to be that it's a very large piece of bread, so the milk is going to be absorbed. We still have the other question, what the Chayyim touches upon. A person squeezes the milk, expresses the milk of the animal into a container of food, and it gets absorbed directly into the food. So that case is still a machlokes, because that's the case, like the case of Boser. that it's going from a non-food into a food. Number one. Number two, even if we're going from a food into a food, we have the Ben Chanan says that the case is going to be Asr, which we saw that the Mishabura Paskind Mikra did not like the Ben Chanan, but the Chayanim was cautious for the sheet of the Ben Chanan. So the Chayanim is going to be Machra in this point. So what can you do? But he's allowed to ask a goy to milk the cows. Mishum sarah lekayim. Taviyasha deraisa legozer chachomim al iser amir lanochri. To address the issue of sarah lekayim, which we'll clarify, Bessa Shem, in the next year.